direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, where everyone is afraid of how much they love me. Because I just had to, we had to stop and restart. Let's, Emma, do you want to talk about why we had to stop and restart?
Why are you, okay, Patrick brought Warhead candy, which if you weren't, didn't grow up with Warhead candy, they're like the most, one of the most sour candies out there.
Yep. So Justine, probably the most.
Probably the most. So Justine popped one, which made Patrick and I giggle like children. And then I decided I'd pop one, which made Patrick and Justine giggle like children. But and then Mario had to stop the podcast because we were all being like children.
When did we pop the Warhead?
When you were talking.
Okay. And how long were we sitting in the podcast in here just chilling? Like, what time? When I pointed out what time it was, what time was that?
It was 12:04.
And what time is it now?
It's an hour later.
12:18.
12:18.
14 minutes. 14 minutes to enjoy your Warhead. Listen, I used to love Warheads. The lemon ones? I'm on board. This has nothing to do with me being diabetic. Okay, there's no bitterness.
Okay. All, but then I grew up.
I enjoyed a Coke Zero.
I like a good candy, but then I grew up. And I put away childish things.
Yes, I put away my childish things. Yes. When I was a child, I thought as a child.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Wow, we went from the Bible to Julie Andrews.
Oh, because he's a Renaissance man.
Renaissance man.
You heard him back. He's back, guys. Patrick.
Hi,
Patrick
everybody.
Is here. John Sandy's here on the opposite switch sides.
Howdy.
John is uncomfortable with his new spot.
No, I'm okay.
All right. Justine's here, but her throat is a little sore, hence eating the sourest candy she can get her hands on. She's
going to
burn out the sickness.
It's pretty bad choice.
How do you feel?
My tongue is on fire.
Yeah. What kind did you enjoy there?
Red.
Yeah.
Watermelon. Thank you.
Yes. John,
that was sore throat, right?
John just pulled a Ricola out of his pocket.
I've always got a bunch in my pocket.
What do you got? Some Werther's Originals in there, John?
Yeah.
Hey, you want some hard candy?
Yeah, I got a frog and a slingshot. And it looks like Dennis the Menace's pocket. There's always somebody at work who's got a sore throat, so I've always got a pocket full of Ricolas. So.
Pocket full of Ricola should have been my fantasy.
There you go.
By the way, fantasy football team not good. Off to a horrible start. Off to a horrible start. 0-1. 0-1 for Just My Luck. That's what we named it, Just My Luck. Emma's here.
Hello.
Because I drafted Andrew Luck. I had to do an auto draft. This is the whole thing. Nobody cares about sports. This is a nerd podcast. Let's talk about nerdy things, guys. I'm sorry I had to come down on you. You know I love you. Your mother and I love you both very much. But when you do things like that, it makes us very angry.
Boy, this podcast took a weird turn.
Sorry, Dad.
Can I ask a question? Did you guys have any weird like rules? Like whenever you road tripped with your parents, did you guys have anything like that? Because like with me, every time we asked, "Are we there yet?" we owed our parents $1.
Wow, that's awesome.
It very quickly got us to either be smartasses and be like, "Are we close to being there?" or shut up entirely.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys have anything like that?
Well, that's heavy. A buck.
See, you grew up in a family, and I don't want to cast aspersions on your family. I don't want to make assumptions about you, but you grew up in what I like to call a white family, where we reason with the children at least once.
No, I got beat.
No, see, there's no discussing it. There's no like, oh, you're fine. You know what you're fine with? A smack in the mouth.
You know, white kids get beat too.
Yeah, they do. Is that true?
Yes.
White kids get beat too.
That's right. That's
I love that
movie. There's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's the B movie to White Men Can't Jump.
I was just going to say, that's a Wesley Snipes.
That's the third
chapter. That's a Wesley Snipes Woody Harrelson vehicle.
Third chapter of the trilogy, yeah.
I used to get a good smackaroo. No, we didn't have rules like just shut up and sit down. That was it.
Rule number one, just shut up.
Just shut up.
Rule number two is consult rule number one.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
That sounds like a good rule for podcasting. You know what I mean?
All right. Be careful what you wish for.
As soon as I push the magic button, we just,
disappear.
What are you eating now, Justin? Are you working on that same Warhead?
Yeah, but you know when you get a little slit in the and the candy, it can cut your tongue.
Yes.
So I'm trying to bite it. Yeah. I'm trying to bite it down.
That's
one
dangerous candy. First you got the sour stuff. Then you got the thing that's going to slice your tongue. Mm-hmm. Then there's the little razor blade inside that gets you on the way down.
That's only if you
it is Halloween season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you get the hypodermic.
Then as you swallow it, it takes out its little stiletto and starts going.
like Drax is the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which we figured out is the official launch of the summer movie this year. And this episode, thank you for this beautiful segue, Patrick, this episode is going to deal with our favorite summer movies, or as Patrick likes to call them, our top four summer movies. So
I got to learn to read.
We started with Guardians of the Galaxy way back in May. John, do you have a date for that?
5th of May.
So Cinco de Mayo, we celebrated by going to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And then we said the last week, the Labor Day weekend is basically end of summer. So, and if you notice, as the older you get, they push that summer date further and further back. So it used to be like June, or, you know, used to be Memorial Day weekend.
Now it's first week of May.
Now it's first week of May, which I really don't think is so just – there's no real...
I mean, time's almost over, so...
Yeah, it's all right. We're all...
Time isn't real.
Yeah. It's actually a flat circle, is from what I've heard. So, speaking of Woody Harrelson. So, we have... we'll just go round robin, and in somewhat order, I want to hear, like, what... You know, we'll pick our five favorites, and then if you can order them... Or some of us will pick our four favorites. And if you can order them, that'll be great. So, like... What was one of your – we'll say your number five, Emma. What was your number five favorite movie?
It was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. All right. And what did you like? What did you not like? Strengths, weaknesses?
I mean, they had more fun with the second movie than they did with the first one, which was nice. Mm-hmm. So it was enjoyable in that sense. But, like, a lot of it – like, near the end with – we couldn't say spoilers, obviously, right?
It's been a month, yeah.
Near the end with, like, Yondu, when he was giving his final speech,
Whoa. It
wasn't, like, it was too jokey for me to take that scene seriously.
Yeah.
When he was like, you are my David Hasselhoff. It was like, you could have said something better, and then, like, maybe when he was in the stars, you could have made the David Hasselhoff joke or whatever. You could have made it a little bit more serious. So it was just, like, it was good overall. The music was really good, again, which is nice. But it was just like little things like that just kind of bothered me.
It just, to me, it just seemed like inconsequential. It kind of reminded me of like the second Thor movie Iron Man 2, where you're just like, okay,
it was just fine. Kind of like a filler.
Yeah. It's fine for what it was. Give us more of what we want, but not necessarily tread any new ground. So that's your number five. Justine, what do you have for your number five or four? I think it's going to be because you have four. And if you can't talk a lot, just give us a, like, what it was.
No, I have a number two.
That's weird.
You went from five to four.
I don't
two.
Have a five. My four would have been Galaxy of the Guardians 2.
Guardians of the Guardians?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the second time I've
done that. It was a dyslexic movie.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Patrick is dating a 65-year-old woman.
I went to see the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, lots of monsters.
Get me some popping corn.
Popping corn.
So don't put too much butter.
I guess my next one then after that would have been Spider-Man.
So Guardians out of the five, it's the bottom. It's the number five. Mm-hmm. And likes and dislikes, what did you like? What did you not like? Did you have a favorite thing about it?
I felt like it didn't really get me anywhere.
Exactly what we were talking about. Okay. John?
Push comes to shove. I think the one I enjoyed the most was the new Spider-Man.
No. Yeah. Last. We're doing last.
We're doing
number
five.
The
we're doing last?
We're doing five to one.
Least, not your least favorite. We're doing out of your top five.
Oh, the
what's
least
number
favorite.
Five?
Yeah, five to one.
Well, now that I've spoiled the whole list.
Yeah, the big reveal.
That's tough. Out of the five, I guess it would be Alien Covenant.
I still haven't finished it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
That's in my top five.
That's my top five, yeah. I guess I'd say that's my fifth, yeah.
Patrick, what do you got?
For my number four?
Yeah.
It's actually Wonder Woman.
Okay, really? So it's one. You know what?
It's in my top five.
Hold on, brother.
Or four.
Hold on. You and I, you have some backup coming. Don't worry. I'm here for you.
I loved it. Don't get me wrong. There's
at dawn.
I'm about to
look to
my...
the east.
Thank you. It's the last
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Thank you.
Just
yes.
kills it for me. That movie was great, and like it in contention with the number one spot, number four out of four.
Number four?
But oh, that last,
I'm with Justine
that
right
last
now.
30 minutes, that last fight mm-hmm. scene was superfluous.
If it had ended at the village, it would have been the
perfect.
Best superhero movie ever.
Yes. I have seen worse endings. That didn't ruin the movie for me.
But no, here's what it was, John. The rest of that movie was so good.
I know, I agree.
The rest of that movie was
still,
so good.
I agree with you.
It's number four out of four, so it's not like it's... I hated. I loved that movie.
I wish it had been a stronger ending.
The ending hurt me. Yeah.
John, you know, we skipped over you. What did you like? What were your likes and dislikes about Alien Covenant? Like, what was your favorite thing about it and your least favorite thing?
I thought it was I thought it was 100% solid. The only reason it's number five is because there were so many strong movies this summer.
Okay.
This was a good this was a good summer for movies. Mm-hmm. I liked just about everything about it.
Okay.
It really gets back, I think because it was Ridley Scott, he gets back to what really made mm-hmm. you uncomfortable in the very, very first one. He really knows how to make it claustrophobic and make you feel like there's no way I'm getting out of this alive, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that Michael Fassbender was amazing. Mm-hmm. He's playing two parts. And he does a wonderful job playing both parts.
Now,
and the design is amazing.
Just so we know, so we're clear. Like, if I see Alien Covenant, we're going to do, of course, like our year at the end of the year. So if I see it, that'll be added. I'm only going on stuff I saw in the theater.
Sure.
Okay.
So like one of the best movies I saw this summer was called Lost City of Z or Lost City of Z, which I told you guys. But I caught that streaming, so I didn't see it. I'm just going by what I went.
Oh, yeah.
What I actually
that's
went to the theater
so
to
that's
see.
The caveat. Mm-hmm. It's got to be in the theater.
For me.
I like that because that's what you want to do. You want to see him in a theater.
My number five is also Wonder Woman. I loved it. And then as the summer wore on, other stuff kept coming up that bumped it down.
I agree.
And again, that last 30 minutes, really, it's just, I can't take the mustache seriously. They're just throwing tanks at each other. It's like every other superhero movie that you've seen. And, you know, I was so bummed out because the rest of it, I loved Gal Gadot. I loved everything about it.
She did a fantastic job as Wonder Woman.
All the beginning on Themyscira. All of that worked so wonderfully. So
where does she live?
Themyscira.
Gesundheit.
Hey,
Jake.
Pretty good.
And you bought Jake enough time to come in and tell us his number five movie this summer.
Is that mic on?
Number five for Jake.
It is not on.
It is not on.
It should be on.
Is it?
I'm smacking it. Nothing's happening.
Hello? Well, here we go. Let's get set. Hold on a sec. Hold on one sec.
Okay. Stop beating your mic.
There we go.
Yep. Thank you, Justine.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
And, no, you're fine. You're good.
Hold on. I actually didn't see too many movies this summer. So,
all that dramatic winter for nothing.
Your top one.
No, give me your least. Well, what's the one you like the least?
Out of the two you saw, your least.
Out of the ones you saw. Not you hated, but the one that, like, if you ranked them all, it would be...
Like, it's still good, but it just didn't hold
this is number five on my top five list.
Okay.
Never has a podcast had to explain the concept of a top five.
I know
five
what a top five is. I need to have seen at least five movies.
How many movies did you see this
summer?
You
know, if he can't grasp the top five concept, he's not going to get the top four concept.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
That's like if you don't get algebra, you're never going to get algebra two.
No.
I saw Spider-Man Homecoming, I think, and I don't think I saw – what else did I see?
Wait, you're really low.
I am really low.
Talk more.
Hello.
You saw
hello,
Spider-Man,
hello.
You think.
I did see Spider-Man, for
anybody
sure.
Catch that?
There you go.
So, yeah, Spider-Man.
So that was the least favorite movie you saw this summer?
That was probably one of two movies I saw this
strengths,
summer.
Strengths,
so.
Weaknesses? So you're going to be quiet most of the segment is what's happening.
Wait.
I'm going to be asking questions.
All right.
Like, what's the top five?
What did you like most about it, and what did you like least about?
Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. It's. I mean, this would probably be my top 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1
mm-hmm.
at this point.
All right.
But no, it was good. I liked the fact that they made Spider-Man actually a teenager and made it feel like he was a teenager who was going through the problems of a teenager. Kind of made him feel more real.
Yeah.
Even though he's one of the more superhuman of a lot of the Marvel heroes, because half of them are gods or you know, creations of science and stuff like that. And he got bit by a radioactive spider. He's more of a
dude.
He's just more of he's just a high schooler, man.
He's kind of a friendly doing his thing.
Just your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's it.
And this is like the first time where they actually kind of portrayed that.
FNS.
Yes, M. FNS.
M. M. All right. So our number, my number four. So we're gonna start for number four. So let's say be your number three, Patrick.
Thank you.
What was
Thank
your
you.
What was your next? So Emma, your number four.
My number four was Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant. What did you like? What did you not like?
I liked that it answered a lot of Prometheus questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why did this movie get made?
Like, exactly. exactly.
You had to have liked Prometheus to get anything out of this.
I'm a scientist. Warn you. Let me stick my hand in this thing.
I liked that Michael Fassbender stole the show.
Yep.
In playing two different roles and mastering playing completely separate roles. I like that there were actual xenomorphs in it because Prometheus didn't have any. And I liked the thrill of it. Like, cause I saw it came out on my birthday. So it was like, it was really exciting for me to see it cause I've always loved the franchise. And so I liked sitting there and I liked getting scared and I liked getting excited and it was a fun time watching it. So
love it. All right. Jake, do you have another one, or should we skip you and then wait till you're number one?
Pass.
All right, pass. Justine, what would your number three be?
Spider-Man
Homecoming. So you did like it. You didn't like it as much as Wonder Woman, because you haven't mentioned Wonder Woman.
No.
Okay. What did you like and dislike?
I'm building up to it.
I like the same thing that Jake liked.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like was there really wasn't anything epic in that movie, and I said that last time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's nothing epic in that. Wonder Woman had epic things on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that last 30 minutes. All right. Sean.
Oh, no. Christ.
Just kidding.
Somebody's been murdered.
Just saying. What Spider-Man was great. It's just, it was kind of
predictable.
Boring.
Yeah. Every step he took, I saw him taking. Like, the first 20 minutes of Spider-Man made my heart hurt for him, because I was that kid in high school who was like, I just kind of wanted to be friends with everyone, and everyone would keep shoving me away. Mm-hmm. I felt for him then, and then after that, it was just like, oh, it's obvious he's going to go there. Yeah, he's going to push that building off of him. Yeah, he's going to get Vulture. Of course he's not going to die. Like, everything I saw him doing, he did.
Yeah,
so
it just wasn't there for me.
Okay. Well, but yeah, it's hard to do something like that that's
because we've seen four of these.
Yeah, and like, I agree. It is a refreshing take on Spider-Man.
But that's the danger of doing so many reboots so close together.
Exactly.
It's the burnout factor.
Yeah, burnout, yeah.
You really risk burning everybody out unless you're coming to it fresh.
But that's why Wonder Woman was so good, because we hadn't seen her in a standalone since like a 70s TV show.
Yeah.
And it was a good take on the character.
Yeah.
And then I kind of had the same feeling you did, Justine, where I wouldn't say it wasn't something epic, because I think him trying to hold the Staten Island Ferry together and
that
him climbing the Washington Monument. I thought all those were great moments. But I think it also fell into the trap of, we have to have a big ending where all this crazy stuff has to happen. And all the superheroes, and we talked about it last time. And that's why I like Ant-Man, where they just went the reverse. We're like, we're going to have a fight on a toy train, on a Thomas the Tank engine. And it's so dumb. You're just
make
like,
something epic so jokingly funny.
Yeah, it was great. It really worked. John, what was your number? It would be your number four.
Baby Driver.
Yeah. Baby Driver was your number
that
four.
That far down? Dang.
Well, I loved it.
What did you like? What did you not like?
I loved that it was something completely new, you know? It's a sort of story you haven't really seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the main character. And because I love music and movies, this was the ultimate movie for that.
Yeah.
Because every moment he's got to be playing something. He can't drive without hearing something in his ears, you know? So I loved that. I just thought everybody was great. Jamie Foxx, Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that it was a great, you know, great characters, and a lot of surprises at the end. You're not quite sure how it's going to go, and that's tough to do these days.
Yeah.
Is to give you obviously, we always talk about that the last third is always the toughest. How do you pull off the third act? And I didn't see that coming. That was really a nice surprise. I don't want to give anything away.
Now, Patrick, this will be your number three, sir?
Same as John, Baby Driver.
Baby Driver was your
number
three.
I thought it was great. It was a fantastic movie, but I just saw other things I liked better.
Okay.
I found nothing wrong with that movie. That movie was unique.
Yeah.
It was different. It was enjoyable. It was fantastic. I just liked other things better.
It's just that there's a lot of great movies this summer, so push comes to shove, something's got to go.
And I mean, if you really think about it, it's a top five list, so like, these are all great movies.
Yeah.
You're not like, just because it's lower on the scale, it's not a bad thing.
Just because it's not as epic.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of movies that came out this summer, too.
Yeah.
It's a really big
one. And like three good ones, so it worked out well.
Yeah. It worked out.
My number four is Spider-Man Homecoming, and I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, and I liked a lot of it, and there was a few things I didn't like. I thought it had a great villain. Michael Keaton playing a blue-collar villain, much like Khan in The Wrath of Khan, just a guy who feels he's been wronged and has every right to be doing what he's doing, always makes a great villain. And there were some nice twists. And a lot of people I know were mad at certain choices they made that weren't Marvel canon, you know, MJ, things like that.
Yeah,
but
what's Marvel canon at this point?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? And
they swapped out every major character with another alter ego.
And I thought this is one of the best representations of Spider-Man as a youth that kind of has – he's just trying to figure everything out. And I thought, the whole thing with Iron Man as his mentor could have been really clunky. And it worked out really, really well. So
I agree. That's another thing. I was afraid of it being the Tony Stark show, which I'm glad that it wasn't. I was glad about that with the movie. He just kind of popped in when he needed to, and he didn't make it.
It was enough to make sense.
It was enough to make sense. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, why do they have to stick Iron Man and everything? Because obviously he's the most popular.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like Cap would be the guy to take him under his wing and be like, look, I know what happened. Like, these powers are kind of thrust upon me and stuff.
Yeah. But it almost seems like they did it just because he needed a better suit. And who's going to be able to provide that?
Exactly.
It's going to be Tony Stark. Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. So number three or two for some of us, or none for some of us.
For number one.
We're going to start for number three. And this is going to be our friend Emma again. Go.
I'm going to say Annabelle Creation.
I didn't see that.
I did. I'm judging my summer movies by how much fun I had in the theater.
Perfect.
I'm judging my 2017 movies on how I felt rewatching them.
Oh, good.
So for me, for summer, Annabelle Creation, I had a lot of fun.
I have no idea what this is about. Tell us about it.
So it's kind of like, it kind of follows the Red Door series in a way where it's kind of like the Insidious movies.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like an off branch of the Insidious movies where it follows the doll of Annabelle, which is a real doll.
Annabelle. Okay.
Annabelle. And so this story is about like how Annabelle came to be or like where her origin, where the spirit
came
from.
Was she in the first movie?
Not in the first Insidious movie, but she does have a movie, it's just Annabelle. Because like at the end of, I think like the second or the third Insidious movie, one of them, whichever one has Patrick Wilson as the ghost hunter with his wife. I can't remember their name right now.
It was an Insidious. It was a different movie.
Yeah.
The Conjuring?
The Conjuring, yes.
It was basically in their, it was in like their house with the little
glass
box.
It alludes to it where they have like their house of where all their haunted stuff is.
So that's the thread.
And all the stuff. And like that was the thread. And then it just kind of, it branched off into its own. Well, I love horror movies. Like
You love what movies?
Horror movies.
Don't call me a horror.
Horror.
So as for Annabelle Creation, it was really nice because it was one of those like sequel prequel movies. But it did it in the sense of, like, they did it really well, where you weren't sitting there like, oh, this is just an offshoot of the movie that came before it. They ended it really nicely. They ended it with some answers to the Annabelle movie. They ended it. And, like, all the kids in it, it was a main cast of, like, these little girls and, like, up to, like, 20-year-old girls. They did really great with the things they had to go through, like, all the scares they had to do. I just really liked it. Like, I love horror movies, and I was going in, like, with the sense of like, oh, this is probably going to be a terrible horror movie. But they did a really good job, and I liked it. So that's my number three.
And they did well with the Conjuring movies, too. The Conjuring movies had a really great story. It wasn't overdone.
Yeah, I haven't been upset by an Insidious to this Annabelle movie, like in those brackets of movies. I haven't been deeply upset with how a movie has come out so far with them. They've done really good. James Wan is a fantastic dude who does horror movies. So
he did the first Saw, right?
He did the first Saw, and he did the first Insidious and Conjuring and all that stuff. Yeah, and he's doing Aquaman. So,
really?
It'll be an interesting take on Aquaman.
Oh, wow. Justine?
Mine would be Wonder Woman.
What did you like about it?
This is number two.
This is your number two.
This is my
Wonder Woman didn't even make number one for you.
It did not make
number one. And yet she defends it so heavily.
Well, you know.
You had it as your number four.
Yeah.
Out of four.
I'm curious, though. Why is it your number one? What kept it from being your number one? Was it the ending?
It was just that Aries had a fancy mustache. It's just a Harry Potter Aries is just kind of funky to me. But otherwise, the way they portrayed women in the beginning part of the movie was great.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
those women, they just made me want to fight.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I felt the same way. You know, I was dangerous leaving the theater after I saw that. Like, I went with one of my other girlfriends, and like we were leaving the theater. Like, if anyone says anything with a slight bit of attitude, they're going to get taken down. Like, we felt so strong after that.
Wanted to,
yeah.
Like, hit
you just wanted to fight, right?
That's,
yeah.
That's how I felt after I saw Revenge of the Nerds.
I remember when 300 first came out in theaters. And that was the same way jocks were coming out of that theater.
After that
movie, he was like, I'm going to kill you.
Love it. John, what is your number three?
War for the Planet of the Apes.
I didn't see it.
What did you like? What did you not like?
It was epic. It was great. You know, it's one of the rare third movies that's actually as good, if not better, than the previous two. It really was an epic.
I forgot we went to go see that.
We saw it, but I don't know any of those, so it didn't.
I will omit.
Woody Harrelson again rears his head.
I will omit. I do actually have a number five. It would have been Planet of the Apes.
No, I loved it.
Well, there you go.
And this was, I think I said this when we were reviewing it the first time. It's told mostly from Caesar's point of view.
That was great, yeah.
So that was really interesting. It's really his, you know, what he's got to do to get his family and his friends, you know, to a safe place, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a real war movie, really, when you look at it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And felt like Band of Brothers.
And beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. Beautifully shot.
I'm going to have to check it out. I just didn't. The remakes didn't grab me. They're fine, but I didn't feel like I needed to go to the movies to see it.
Yeah, those first two I thought were solid, and this was even better. I think this was like the best of the trilogy. Yeah,
I agree.
What was your number? What's
number two was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
So, Spider-Man Homecoming, number two for me. He was the culmination of everything Spider-Man was meant to be, and that's why it fell into my number two spot. I was so happy with how they did it. And, you know, I agree that the buildup at the end is the same problem as Wonder Woman. You didn't need that giant fight, what they were trying to make it grand and epic. But still, overall, fantastic. I loved it.
My number three was The Big Sick, Kumail Nanjiani. It's still in theaters. Go get a chance to get it. It's funny, very smart, good comedy, great romantic comedy that isn't going to – if romantic comedies aren't your thing, still go check it out. It's really, really – there's a lot going on in that movie. It's very well written, very funny, very heartfelt, and it's based on an actual incident in Kumail Nanjiani's life. So that was my number three, and we just kind of, my wife and I kind of forgot about it. We forgot that it was out, and we kept saying, oh, we'll go see it, we'll go see it. One day we were like, let's just go check it out. And we were, I'm so glad we did it. The time flew by, and I just walked out of the theater going, man, I had a great time. Mm-hmm. And if they would have released it any other time, it would have been huge. Like October, November, when some of the quieter movies are coming out, you know, like the award season movies, I think it would have been a smash. But check it out. I think it's streaming soon. So that was really hard. Number three and number two were kind of hard, but mine was The Big Sick. So now our number two, or number one if you're Patrick and Justine, number two, Emma?
My number two and my number one are tied, but right now my number two is Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of fun. I saw it like four times in the theater.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really liked it. Yeah.
I really loved it. And
wow,
like,
four times.
Yeah. I got the soundtrack on CD. Like,
nice.
Once I save up some money, I'm going to get it on vinyl. Like, even the sound, like, just listening to the soundtrack in the car, it's making me smile. It's making me think of the movie. It's making me happy. It was a lot of fun. Like John said, it was very unpredictable near the end. Jamie Foxx did a killer job at being an unpredictable bad guy where he was almost crazy
because
you couldn't see the next step he was taking, and then it caused Baby to be a little bit crazy where you can see his next step. And as far as I'm concerned, Edgar Wright can do no wrong in the media.
He's great.
No wrong.
He's great.
Yeah.
What's his next thing? He's doing something really big next. What's that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I read something.
I haven't heard anything ever since Baby Driver.
The new Star Wars.
No,
that's J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams is back in Star Wars. It's so weird. Jake, do you have a number three, number two? What do you got?
I'm going to save it.
You're going to save it. Justine, what do you got?
It would be my number one, Baby Driver.
Justine, high five. You're a good egg, Justine. I'm sorry about our little disagreement. What?
You're on his good side now.
Hmm?
Back on his good side.
Yeah.
What did you like about it? What did you not like?
I like the flow of the movie.
Yeah.
It just flew really well with the music and the action. It just worked all together for me. What I didn't like was nothing.
Yeah. It's my number there's like one nothing movie. You cannot like in it.
You're,
yeah.
You're a good soul. How about you, John? What do you got for your number two?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman was your number two.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
And what did
I really didn't find much wrong with it, except the third act. It's the usual problem. We've been saying that, and it's true. But it was just so solid, so well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
It gives me hope for. I have no hope for Justice League, but it gives me hope for the standalone movies. Well, Patty Jenkins,
I was just going to say.
She got signed on to do the sequel.
But you know, she does so well with that character
that
I can't wait to see her again, and that'll be November for Justice League. I think that's going to get a lot of people that wouldn't go see Justice League to go see it.
I agree. And I'm excited for Justice League.
Renee was just watching the Batman versus Superman
extended.
It was the part where Batman was shooting people in his dream. I took everything I had not to pick up something heavy and throw it at the television.
What is the extra stuff in that?
It's
a lot of extra nonsense.
It's a lot of extra nonsense that give you like two or three answers for the movie.
Is it deleted scenes?
Kind of, in a sense, like it explains like why Clark didn't see the explosion happening. It's because Lex lined the wheelchair with lead and he couldn't see the bomb.
I see.
That type of stuff, but it's not worth it. No, I literally watch BVS to make fun of it. Like, if I'm in a bad mood and I want to feel better, I'll put BVS on just to crack jokes at it for 2.5 hours. Yeah,
Mystery Science Theater.
Exactly.
My number. Where
did you say Martha?
We're number two. What did you got? Your number one.
Where is your Martha?
Sorry.
Number one movie for me was actually Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow.
Volume two.
Okay, but I know why.
Well, yeah, but that
why
the same like, reason. So there was
we all
there was good why it's sentimental. Your number one?
Well, it's just it was my number one. Do I have to? Okay, I'm
I know why.
To, I know why. Why.
Everybody knows why.
I don't know why.
We talked about it on
the
show.
We all know why.
We named an episode after it.
Can I have daddy issues?
Can we share? I have daddy issues.
Oh. Oh.
So of course that's your number one.
Guardians of the Galaxy daddy issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was like you.
It was
a
really good story in that they took something that was very deep. For some people.
Okay.
And made it lighthearted and fun. I thought that was cool.
You know what's awesome? I don't have daddy issues. And it didn't make my top. I didn't mean I didn't like it.
No, it's not. Yeah. I thought it was great. That's why it fell into my top spot, because it was a fantastic movie. The music soundtrack was great. I actually enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the first one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, Patrick. I'm glad that that's your reason. That you're just like, hey, look.
Yeah.
I have these issues. Yeah. It made me well like the movie. Good for you.
I accept myself.
Do you like it better as a movie than the first one? Or the soundtrack better?
I like the movie better than the first one. Yeah, it had more story, it had more emotion in it than
more
the first one did.
Yeah.
It had more depth.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
That's awesome. Good for you, Patrick.
And
we're all here for you.
The giant fight scene at the end of the movie was not overdone.
I felt like I just don't like movies where we gotta fight a planet. You know, we gotta fight. It's gotta get bigger.
You're not fighting a planet. You're fighting a man who is.
I've already seen Transformers the movie. I know what's up.
Russell is good.
That's the problem. Is you went to see Transformers
in the theater? Transformers the movie? No, the old animated one.
Oh,
with Orson Welles.
He was the planet.
Yeah.
So you got Kurt Russell and Orson Welles playing.
I fell asleep each time I tried watching that movie.
My number two.
That's why it's not your number one movie. Go suck an egg.
My number two, from a filmmaking standpoint, I just thought this was brilliant. A lot of people had trouble because they felt emotionally it was very distant. But I thought from a filmmaking perspective, I thought it was amazing. Was Dunkirk.
Yeah.
That was my number two. That was my number two movie.
It's a good one.
It's very, you know, it's shot in a real documentary style. There isn't a lot of character development per se. There are a lot of people who, you know, look similar because they're in the military, and I think that's part of what Christopher Nolan was trying to do. But just some of those scenes, I had a chance to see it in 70mm IMAX, and it was just insane.
That's what IMAX is for. Yeah, it's a movie like that.
And some of those scenes will just stick with me forever, like some of those, the imagery. So that was my number two. And now, so we have number one for some. And some people won't even have one this round because they only did a top four. So top four people are out. Justine and Patrick are out. Emma, what was your number one movie this summer?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Yeah. I haven't heard about it. What? Yeah.
Well, okay, not to like take his spotlight, but like it made me feel really good about myself. Like how he felt with his daddy issues with Guardians of the Galaxy. as a female,
you have ant issues, and you're like, oh my god.
No, I watch Ant-Man for my ant issues.
That's a good one. Can't even be mad at that, even though I am.
As a female who has been picked on, who has been mocked, who has been called many things in her life, growing up, becoming a woman, going through all the fun, exciting, quote-unquote fun changes that a woman does, to see this, not just this single woman, but like this island of literal warriors. Like, it's not even like female warriors. It's, they're all warriors.
Yeah.
And they all kick ass. And it's... You're watching it, and like, I cried a couple times in that movie for very specific reasons. The first time I cried was when she did No Man's Land, because she did not stop going forward. She didn't take a step back. She just stopped and got shot at, and then she kept moving forward. Mm-hmm. She did not stop. If I were 13 and that movie came out, I would be a very different person than I am today. Like, that made me feel so strong and so powerful, and like, whew, it gets me. Mm-hmm. And then the second time I cried was during the last 30 minutes that you guys don't like, because... When
Captain Kirk died.
When Captain Kirk literally bites the bullet.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't about her. It wasn't like, yes, it was heroic. It was sad because he died. I wasn't sad that he died. I was sad because they let her feel his death.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, oh, she's going to cry and be helpless without him. It's like, no, she's going to use him and his love and his death as a way to move forward and kick ass.
And kill the guy with a mustache.
And kill the guy with a really bad mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I liked it for everything that it was, for everything that it showed, for everything that it did for women all around. It was nice to have a movie where women felt joined together, where we can say, don't do this to us anymore. Like, this is what we can do if we are driven enough. And it's fearful, and women should be feared. We're terrifying.
It was nice for me to be with my daughter and see that movie. Mm-hmm. Although, ironically, my daughter did not like that movie as much as she liked Spider-Man.
I want to know why.
She thought it was boring. She just felt like it was too long. It was too It was 2.5 hours. And for I mean, you, that's your target audience. But you have to remember, these are kids now who are looking at GIFs and memes, and and there's a lot of instant gratification, even more so than we were or when you guys were growing up.
Mm. Yeah.
And she just felt like it was a long slog for 2 minutes. She loved the same things about it you did.
Mm-hmm.
She just felt like it could have, they didn't need a lot of the extra.
But like, I watched it with my dad because I bought it on my PlayStation when it was on digital download, and I watched it with him, and it was his first time watching it. Because we didn't have time to go see it in the theater with him, even though I was pushing for it. And I was explaining, like, all these things to him. And he was like, but that's how Star Wars made me feel. And, like, that's how Star Trek made me feel. And it was like, yes, men have had media geared towards them for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Centuries.
For centuries.
No, you're right. You're
and
right.
And us girls get this one movie, this one shining light. Like, once in, what, 100 years of filmmaking or whatever it is or something like that?
And I heard you hear stories about women leaving in tears, and old women.
Yeah.
They said women that had waited for this since they read the comic as a kid. They
exactly.
Said there are women that were like 70-something, and they were tearing
exactly.
up. They said, I've been waiting my whole life for this
comic. Has no one ever seen Barbed Wire? Why is everyone acting like that? Hello.
Therein lies the problem. They're usually super sexualized. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a bikini. Yeah.
Yeah, so. And she was not sexualized or anything. And so I showed it to my dad, and I was explaining all these things. And, like, he was getting moved to tears by it. And it was just, like, all these different viewpoints from my 50-year-old dad and a 23-year-old daughter. And it was just these worlds colliding. And he was like, I get it. Like, I understand you a lot more. And it was it was so nice to just have that moment with him where it was like,
see, we're back to the dad. See? There it is.
Daddy, that's cool. And, you know,
and
how many movies do
crazy.
That?
Exactly. Because, like,
how many movies are that personal? And that's interesting that a movie like that could be that personal.
Yeah. And, well, my dad's always been my movie guy. Like, he and I have always done movies together. We used to watch trailers all the time. We used to go together. So.
And think about how many ways that could have been blown with the wrong script, the wrong director,
the wrong
star.
Exactly.
There's a million ways that could have been could have been wrong.
Because he started off the movie just admiring Gal Gadot and just being like, oh, she's so beautiful. And, like, I agree. She is a stunning person, but he was by near the end of the movie, he wasn't going like, oh, she's so beautiful. Look at the makeup. Look at her face. It was like, look at how strong she's lifting that tank, and right. she's going to destroy him. He was more focused on her strength near the end. It was just...
And the no man's land thing is a key moment.
It's a key
moment.
Because
everybody else is like, we're not here to save everybody.
Yeah. He didn't That's see really that tank key, part.
You know.
What?
He definitely didn't see that tank part. He was dead by then, for sure.
Yeah.
Well. Who?
Kirk. She was saying, you know, he
No,
was...
my dad. My dad was saying oh. how, yeah. It was my dad's view on,
you were
like,
talking about Kirk.
No.
He didn't.
It was my dad's view on, like, how beautiful Gal was and then how it turned
Dang,
to him.
I thought you were talking about Kirk. That makes more sense now.
The captain.
The captain.
The captain's dead.
But, yeah, that's my number one. Captain's and up. It'll probably be my number one for a very long time.
Patrick... What is your number one? Just kidding. Jake,
Patrick,
what is your number
what's
one?
Your number one?
It was Guardians of the Galaxy. Thanks for asking.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. Good, good. Yeah, I would say mine's Guardians of the Galaxy also.
It's one of the two movies you saw.
One of the two movies I saw, I did like Guardians of the Galaxy.
So you only saw Marvel, right? Like, is that what you're telling
me? Marvel's mad Marvel. Yeah.
That's it. Make mine Marvel.
It was no, but it was good. It kind of built on Guardians of the Galaxy 1. It made it a little bit more sentimental. Had a little bit more character development between everybody. You get to see a little more interactions as opposed to just kind of their general personalities just sort of butting heads. They kind of bond a little bit as a team, and I thought that was really nice. I liked it.
All right.
It's good.
Justine making a face.
It was on one character. I liked the first one because they talked about all of them.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wait. I'm sorry, you slept through half that movie. It was about a lot of
They only talked, why did,
true?
Why did it focus so much on Star-Lord? There's like a whole bunch of other people in the movie.
Did you really sleep through it?
I fell asleep, but then I watched it again, and okay. I fell asleep at a different part. So in total, I saw the whole movie.
Just in different sessions. Yeah,
that
in different parts.
Well,
I just didn't know the
Both
importance
times I
of
slept.
Certain people.
Because you slept through that part.
You slept through portions of the movie.
You can't say that it wasn't about all of them. Because
it was.
You slept through it. It was about all of them.
It was literally about them becoming a family.
The main antagonist was Star-Lord. Right? The main antagonist was Star-Lord's father. Okay, you get moments with Rocket where he's dealing with him trying to be an outsider and then living with, you know,
that
shit. That was huge, right?
That was heavy.
Him realizing, you know, I need these people. You deal with Drax losing his children. You wouldn't know because you slept through that part. You deal with Gamora and her sister issues.
I liked that part. Yeah. That was a good.
It's not really giving me.
I liked Gamora.
Groot with his understanding of simple things.
Groot with his understanding of basic thought, and problem solving.
Why he doesn't like hats? That was an impelling. Like,
that was huge.
Part. That was huge. We know why Groot doesn't like hats now.
Some people complain that they split the team up. That the first one is more of them together, and this one they all had their own adventures.
Yeah.
And kind of split up. But that happens a lot when you do these
Empire
team
Strikes
adventures.
Back, baby.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the way these things
back
work.
Together for the final act.
So I would highly disagree that it's just about him.
I'm gonna have to watch it again.
You can borrow it. I own it.
I have it. We have it. I bought it. I just have to watch it again. I have to give it another shake because I don't know. It was fine. It was just it didn't really. Once I left the theater, I didn't think about it again.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I need to go see that again.
Yeah.
That's how you know when a movie you're running it through your head all week, you know it got under your skin.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my number one, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Yeah. John, what was your number, Juan?
Spider-Man, which might seem a dopey choice for number one.
No.
But it was the most fun. Out of all the movies I saw this summer, it was the most fun. It didn't let me down. It did everything, you know, everything you wanted, you know, to see in a Spider-Man movie, because the last two were pretty lame. Not Andrew Garfield's fault. They just were very good, you know.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
I liked
the last five were bad.
More than
no. I'm not one of those people that thinks that the Tobey Maguires. I liked the first two Tobey Maguires.
Yeah, Tom Holland. He is of age.
Oh, is this still a thing?
Yeah, for her to knock that movie so much, and then we had to mop the theater after she left. This is terrible.
See, but Baby Driver's number one because of John Hamm.
Did they mop
John Hamm.
Did they mop the theater because did she have to mop the theater because she looks Mexican? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that
a little more caramel than that.
Everything you have dad issues, I have brownish. Everything is done to the
Everything's
filter.
Coming together.
Yeah, it's all coming.
It all comes back to sex.
It all
comes
back to
sex.
The whole time we watch
sex,
Spider-Man, she's sitting there going, he's of age. I can't believe he's old.
Not
enough.
In the movies.
I looked him up pretty fast.
Yeah, that's
just
interesting because he's like, what is he?
He's like 22 or something.
Yeah, and he's playing like
16. If you watch Lost City of Zed, you see him with a little mustache at the end of the movie. He's only in it for the last few minutes, but.
So you'll want to rent that.
Yeah, at the checkout. what age that was when he did the movie?
It was this year.
Make sure I'm okay.
And so, he's coming out in that new John Bernthal movie.
I did see that.
Yeah. I wanted to see that, yeah. He looks good.
Which variation of Shane from The Walking Dead is John Bernthal
playing? I don't think he's Walking Dead. He's more Punisher.
That's not his fault. He just gets typecast.
Yeah.
I was hoping he would be in Baby Driver a little bit more because I like him a lot.
But yeah. My only reasoning is that he had to go film Punisher, so that's maybe why he was only
We thought he was going to be the next villain. We thought he was the main antagonist. That's the way they played him, but that was cool.
It was awesome because you weren't expecting it to be
The Punisher. Yeah. Is that going to be a TV thing or a movie thing?
It's a Netflix thing.
Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, like The Inhumans and all that?
Yeah.
No,
Inhumans is on
ABC. Like Daredevil and Jessica Jones and all that stuff.
Then why did they put him in the other movie, the other show, Daredevil?
Because that's where
his start. Oh, because that's what it is. It's Netflix.
Yeah, it was his start, and now he's getting his own show.
I binge watched and watched all of those.
You did?
Yeah.
Which one did you like the best?
Yeah. The best out of them? I know Daredevil. A lot of people don't like Iron Fist, but it got you to Defenders. You had to watch that to get to Defenders.
No, I
skipped over it and I still caught. I knew what was going on.
Are you enjoying the Defenders?
I already finished it. I finished everything in a week. I watched each show. I watched them in order.
Wow.
I finished all of it, and then I went to Defenders and finished all of it.
Mm-hmm. So, what was your favorite?
Defenders was okay. I did not like Daredevil.
Hmm. Wow.
That's everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
Everyone
it
talks
started
about.
Something
what was your
really
favorite?
Well.
You watched all of them? You liked what? What'd you like best?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Patrick.
It's kind of weird because everyone likes the
Patrick
Daredevil.
Patrick has taken his headphones and hat off. He is currently going through a crisis.
Now he's rolling up his sleeves.
I think the only reason I like Daredevil was Elektra came from that, but
I don't like Elektra.
Did they do a good job with Elektra?
No. I didn't like
not
her
in
accent.
My opinion.
Her it was all right.
Drove me crazy.
It was all right.
They did a much better job with the Punisher.
Yes.
The Punisher was great, and Daredevil's great.
And that's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Bless you. If the second season of Daredevil was just the Punisher, it would have been fantastic. But they put Elektra in it just to be a third love interest between Matt and Karen, and it was so pointless and so useless, and she was so annoying. And
I don't like Karen.
I didn't like her. I didn't like Matt and Karen together either, but it was so annoying to just drop another chick in there and be like, hey, look at the conflict between them, so you have to root for one or the other. It was so annoying. It was so annoying.
That's why I didn't like Daredevil. Karen, I realized it was Karen.
I liked Karen more with Punisher than I did with Daredevil.
Such women hating.
Yeah.
Well, it's how they write them. It's not the women, because I liked Elektra at the beginning of Defenders.
Hold on.
Okay.
Justine, why don't you like Karen?
What do you mean? She's whiny.
Okay.
But you don't like her because of the way she looks, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't like her. She acts like the girl from King Kong.
Oh,
she's so girly overdramatic.
Really?
I don't think that of her.
Are you talking about the Felicity Smoke ripoff? Girl in Daredevil?
Yes.
That's pretty much what she is, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Like a less capable Felicity Smoke.
Yeah, kind of.
No, she's strong in Daredevil. When she's not harping over Matt, she's very strong in the show. They write her very independent.
It takes her a while to get there, though.
Yeah. It takes her a little bit.
She has a little bit of an arc.
It takes her a little bit, but she finally gets there. And like when it's just her and the Punisher together, those are really great scenes for the two of them because it's not a sense of him being like, oh, I have to protect this woman. It's a sense of him being like, she can protect herself. I just kind of need to like nudge her to get out of the way so I can do my own business. And it works. I liked them together more than I liked her with Matt.
Speaking of which, my favorite movie this summer was Baby Driver.
Yes.
I loved it because it was original, it was different, and going with what you said, Emma, I had a lot of fun watching it in the movie theater. I didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And for me and my wife and I discussed this, this was akin to seeing Pulp Fiction for the first time because it was just something so different, and I had such a great experience. We walked into it just kind of – we knew what the previews were. I knew Edgar Wright. My wife knew a little less about it than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and listen to our summer movie preview, I don't even mention it in the list, and mm-hmm. John brings it to my attention. And then it ends up being my favorite movie of the summer. And I saw it more than once.
Yeah,
I went and caught it a couple of times because some of those scenes were – amazing.
And it does get under your skin. You were rerunning some of those scenes all week. You're thinking, oh,
there's a lot of Easter eggs. There's a lot of fun stuff in Edgar Wright. Again, I agree. Emma, he can do no wrong. Everything he touches is gold.
Mm-hmm.
And even when he's doing adapted material like Scott Pilgrim, which isn't the greatest movie, but
it's so good.
It's a hell of a lot of fun.
There's a lot of fun and there's a lot of fun stuff.
It makes you want to go back and watch others.
Yeah.
Like, I never saw Hot Fuzz, so it makes me want to go back.
Hot Fuzz is great.
God. It's so good.
I think that's the one I haven't seen.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Go watch it.
Yeah, as you can hear from the chorus.
His whole trilogy is great.
The whole trilogy is really good, yeah.
Trilogy.
At World's End?
Yes.
Yeah. At World's End is...
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
If you like that one,
third installment, it's good.
If you like that one, you'll love Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz is better.
Then then World's End. Wow,
yeah.
Hot Fuzz is really good.
Wow, that's saying a lot because I thought World's End was solid.
Yeah, it's pretty much ranked in the order it came from. Like for me, Shaun of the Dead is the number one. Mm. Hot Fuzz is really good as a second one, and then At World's End is rewatchable and funny at the same time. But it's not like something I go out and constantly put in like I put in Shaun of the Dead. So it's really good.
Hot Fuzz is good.
Hot Fuzz is great,
but you have to be in a mood.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you get the hound as the trolley boy.
Exactly. Yarp.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yarp.
Narp.
Yarp.
And you get Belloc from Raiders of the Lost Ark plays a priest.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in it.
Wow, how about that?
Good. Well, guys, listen. Next we got it's Oscar season coming up. Is there anything we're really looking forward to coming out soon?
Wrath of Khan.
I've seen two previews for. Well, actually, there's really one that I really want to see. It's called Loving Vincent, which is about. It's the first oil painted movie about Vincent Van Gogh's life and basically the whole reason about why he died and everything like that. But it's an oil painting.
Wow.
Aesthetically.
Like animated oil paintings?
Yeah, animated oil paintings.
Really?
It looks beautiful.
Who's doing that?
I can't remember the director. I'll show you the preview.
Wow.
Before we go.
How about that?
It's wonderful.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Anybody else?
Oh, the new Blade Runner.
Blade Runner 2049?
First week of October, I think.
Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, Murder on the Orient Express. That one looks fantastic. If you haven't seen the preview for that one, it looks good.
Somebody interesting is directing that. Who is that?
I don't know, but I don't know who. I want to know who is playing Poirot.
Hercule Poirot.
The inferior detective of Agatha Christie fame.
It is Albert Finney.
Jumanji.
It is Peter Ustinov.
No.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Call Me By Your Name. Have you heard of that one?
Pacific Rim Uprising.
I'm excited for
When is Pacific Rim coming out?
February 23rd.
Ooh. Oh, okay. That's next
year.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about that.
I put in upcoming movies this year, and it did that.
Oh, there we go.
Kenneth Branagh's Poirot?
Oh, he's probably directing it, too, right?
If he's directing it, I'm on board.
It looks great. If you haven't seen the preview,
I know who did it though. I've seen that. I've seen every iteration.
Yeah, he's directing it.
Yeah, awesome.
They said that's the tough thing. Kingsman? Everybody knows how it ends because you've either read the book or seen two of the movies.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
Poirot.
I think Johnny Depp's in it too, but you should go see it anyway.
He plays a
pirate with a top hat. Blah blah blah.
He plays. Yeah. He plays some sort of East Indian tribesman who is going to, he's like a valet or something, you know. Mm. All right. Well, guys,
he's the new Mickey Rooney. Mm.
The new Mickey Rooney.
This has been fantastic.
Lego Ninjago?
No.
Star Wars.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, Star Wars, of course.
Yeah, I need to see my boyfriend
The
again.
Snowman?
The Last Jedi.
Adam Driver.
Oh, mine's Poe. No.
Oh, he's cute. I love him.
So you probably watch Girls, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I really like him.
Yeah.
I love him because of him. Girls.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. And if you have a top five list of yours, please add it to our list. You can just shout us out on... Not shout us out, but you can hit us up on Twitter at Soup Complex, at SOUP Complex. You can follow us there as well. You can follow Emma at Stupid Woman Suit. You can follow Dan at Handsome Dan Handsome. Justine, do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, I think it's Justine Weenie. But...
No, there's somebody else. I looked it up. It's somebody else.
I have one. I just don't know what the name is.
Patrick doesn't have one.
I don't. Justine Weenie. I do. I don't use it. I need to actually start using it.
Start using it. Get involved because a lot of people hit us up on Twitter. We're interacting with a lot of other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
There.
I love jumping on your arguments.
Yes. We have a lot of – we have argue with people like the guys from the Besotted Geek and the Nerdy Bitches podcast and, of course, Home Video Hustle. Kung Fu Hustle, all those guys are all great, and we have these debates and go round and round.
Hi, Brant.
So, guys, that's going to wrap it up. We're going to do a little short. We're actually going on a field trip after the recording to go
podcast
see.
Field trip.
We're going to see Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh. Yeah.
See, when you're on time, you find out about these things.
Okay, well, also when your sister pops up, hey, can you pick me up from work at school at 11 and then not be out of class until 11?
She got legs.
Sister.
She can walk.
She got legs.
Oh.
You have a sister.
My Twitter name is actually just my full name.
Oh.
Got to change that. It's a little too close to
yeah, yeah.
And that would we'll, be.
We won't give that out over the air. We won't give that out over the air. All right, everyone. John, where can we find you?
You can find me wandering the aisles of Lovell's Records every Friday.
And the Whittier Public Library.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody.
See you there. Uh-huh.
Patrick, Jake, Emma, Justine. Did I get everybody?
John.
Yes. Oh, John, of course.
Yes, we
have. So until next time, guys, fight the power, and this transmission ends now.